All right, it's 8:43 on this Monday morning with the Musers. We just went around the NFL. One of the best games this weekend. The 49ers go to Philly and they beat the defending champion Eagles. So this morning we have to eavesdrop on Philadelphia All Sports Radio. Let's see what their morning show is saying. Tyler, if you want to bring in the touchdown brother.
You better come back and say hi. Come back afterwards.
Will do. And you guys try to make Rocky Balboa proud.
We'll do our best.
All right. Thanks for being on.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me.
I'll see you soon.
Thank you so much. All right. Thanks, Sean. That's Sean Cassidy. He's performing tonight at Tony, why are you being so silent?
Well, I'm just making sure the Sean Cassidy Love Fest. I can't believe we're talking about Sean Cassidy.
Look, okay, calm down.
Philadelphia
okay.
is burning. Listen, shut up.
I promised Anthony's mother, my beloved fat sister, that I would have Sean on when he came to town, okay? And I know you're wondering, why are we having Sean Cassidy on the day the Eagles exit the playoff day after?
I was wondering.
But the guy was a huge superstar, okay?
In 1977. That's when he was a huge star. I mean, Jaws wasn't even playing for the Eagles back then.
All right, look, let's not fight with each other, okay? That's not what Sean's music is about. It's about teen angst.
I don't care what it's
okay,
about.
Okay, listen, let's reset here.
I don't know if you
listen
know this
to the
or
Touchdown
not.
Brothers. I'm Jimmy Amendola. That's Tony Ragu. Big thanks to our last hour's guest, Tim Kalishaw, dishing all the dirt on his Around the Horn co-host. Wow, that was some spicy stuff, wasn't it? About Woody Page?
Yeah, I know.
Women's clothing,
still,
huh?
It's kind of off topic. Did you not even watch the Eagles game yesterday?
Anywho, we got to talk about this game. Now that we're done talking with Sean Cassidy, let's talk Eagles.
Okay, I want three people fired. After yesterday.
All right.
Number one, your nephew, our producer, Anthony. I'd like him fired.
Cut the kid some slack.
The kid who puts on chunk, has no feel for radio.
Just cut the kid some slack.
I want him fired. I want Kevin Petullo, the offensive coordinator for the Eagles, fired. And guess what? I want your boy Nick Sirianni fired, too.
Come on, Tony. The guy just won the freaking Super Bowl, okay?
Yeah, okay.
That's something Dick Vermeil never did.
You watch your mouth.
You watch your mouth.
No, you
I'll
watch your mouth.
I'll come across right now.
Don't
I'll
you,
beat that cheesesteak out of your belly
no,
right
you
now.
No, you won't either. Don't you bring up Dick Vermeil. That's ancient history. We're talking about Nick Sirianni. He couldn't coach his way out of a paper bag.
It took you that long to come up with the phrase out of a paper bag.
I was thinking about sandwich bags.
Freaking idiot.
I'm an idiot. How about Nick Sirianni? I tell you what. Go out there and throw it into triple coverage on fourth down. Great plan, Nick.
He's aggressive.
You're a flipping genius.
He's aggressive.
Aggressive? That had no chance. The game was on the line. That was suicide.
Look. All right, look, I know tensions are high right now. We're at each other's throats. All right?
How is this team out of the playoffs?
Back.
How are they possibly out of the playoffs?
It's always next year.
Yeah, I don't even care. I don't even care about next year.
It's always next year.
They better not have Nick Sirianni. I've had it with that bum.
You shut your mouth on Nick Sirianni.
Well, you brought
You don't forget his service.
Service. Whatever. He just said he's a passenger. That's all he was. He was a passenger while Saquon Barkley ran for 4,000 yards last year. That's all he did. Hey, run the ball, Saquon. Come on. Run the ball, Saquon. Good job. That's all he did.
All right, listen. We need to go to the phones here. All right. Look, and we got the phones. Look at them. They're lit up here. Everybody
up
wants
like
to talk about
Christmas
tree. This game.
Yeah.
We got, look at all these people on hold. Yeah, Harold Carmichael, Donovan McNabb.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and Vermeil heard that comment. He's on hold now, too.
But first,
let's go to Sal in South Philly. Sal, you're with the touchdown, brother. Sal, what's happening?
Yeah, how are you two guys doing?
Terrible, Sal. Never been worse, Sal. Never been worse, Sal. Worst game of the century.
Death wish wasn't in at all.
I feel the same way.
Very emotional.
I feel the same way.
You're very emotional, aren't you, Sal?
I was even at the games yesterday.
Atta boy, Sal. Atta way to support the team.
I got tickets from my cousin's Hal.
Yeah.
And we went, and we even got some Nationals TVs. They showed us crying once.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was you, huh?
Yeah, I can't believe I'm saying this. But
hey, at least you care. My broadcast partner doesn't even care.
I care!
Oh,
I just can't think of
I care so much. Let's just Sean Cassidy on.
It still reels to me. So
it should be.
I want Sirianni's fired.
That boy, Sal.
You shut up. You shut your whore phone mouth.
I want the trades Hurts.
Fine. I'm into it.
I want the trades Browns.
Yeah, we've got to get rid of A.J. Brown.
The only guy who needs to keep his jobs is Big Dom's.
Yeah. You see Dom getting in the middle of it?
Yeah, I like that. I like
Dom's
that.
Dom's my boy, man. I love Dom.
I called in six to works today's because I can't take it.
I don't blame you.
So did the rest of Philly, the ones who are employed.
I don't have anything left to live for. So I'm going to jump off the Liberty Bell.
No, don't.
Hey, thank you, Twos, for talking me out of that. I really appreciate that.
No problem.
In fact, I feel like we just bonded. Why don't you guys come over today's for a good hang?
Pretty busy today.
We got some production work. We got to
get ready for the Sean Cassidy show tonight.
Come on, Sal.
I'm sorry, Sal.
Well, at least we made it further than the Cowgirls this year.
Ooh, Jerry's teams didn't make it.
That's right.
Hey, I got one's playoff questions for you.
All right, hit us out.
Did the Cowboys miss the playoffs again or what?
Coming up next, sex-positive Instagram star Justin Montemayor comes on to talk about his Randall Cunningham-themed Brazilian butt lip. That's next on the Touchdown Brothers.
The what?
Man. I didn't think it'd be
They're
that
number
violent.
One in Philly. They're number one.
Yeah.
By a mile.
They speak to the city with that style.